KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with the check of state and area news on KJAN. In Iowa news, authorities say a 16-month-old girl died after being left inside of a hot vehicle in Sioux City. The Sioux City Police Department says officers dispatched at around 4 p.m. Sunday found the toddler unconscious. The National Weather Service says the temperature was 98 degrees at the time. She was pronounced dead later at a hospital. It's unclear how long the girl was left alone in the vehicle. Her name and other details about what happened haven't been released. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports 33-year-old Jacob Burnett Crawford of Greenfield was arrested late Friday morning on four charges. Crawford was arrested for domestic assault with bodily injury first offense after he allegedly punched and grabbed his wife while she was driving on a public roadway, resulting in injuries. He was charged with child endangerment because a three-year-old child was in the vehicle at the time of the incident. And Crawford was charged with possession of marijuana second offense and drug paraphernalia after he admitted to possessing a leafy green substance inside of a residence in Greenfield, along with several glass smoking devices which contained a green leafy substance, marijuana, and other devices. His cash or surety bond was set at $4,000. And a woman from Oklahoma was arrested and then cited and released for theft in the fifth degree. 27-year-old Bethany Ann Moe of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, was arrested at the Casey's store in Adair. Her arrest stemmed from an incident whereby an Adair police officer heard a fireworks shoot off across the street. He identified the person shooting the fireworks as 36-year-old Adam Thompson. Thompson was found to have warrants. While the officer was speaking with him, Bethany Moe was leaving the Casey store. A check of the vehicle's license plates came back as stolen, but the car itself was not stolen. Moe claimed possession of the plates and was cited for possession of stolen property. She was released from the scene. An investigation into a reported burglary in Stewart last week resulted in the arrest of a Madison County man. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said 36-year-old Warren Logan Davis of Earlham was taken into custody at around 10:10 p.m. on June 27th. He was charged with burglary in the third degree and possession of burglary tools with a cash or surety bond set at $7,000. His arrest followed a call from a man who said he arrived at a house he owns in rural Stewart to find three men outside the residence with a grandfather clock that belongs to him laying outside the home. The owner was able to get a license plate number off of a pickup that he saw take off from the property with three males inside. Authorities determined the plates were registered to a green 1996 Ford pickup truck. The victim said he saw the same vehicle drive by his house a few days before the incident. Before the men took off that same day, they asked the victim if the house could be restored. He told the men his house was not for rent and asked them to return his property before they left. An Iowa State Patrol trooper located the suspect's vehicle and was able to get it stopped east of Greenfield at Highway 92 and Trenton Avenue. The driver, who was identified as Warren Davis, said he had been fishing around the same area of the incident and claimed he was alone. He said also the landowners where he had been fishing ran him off because he did not have permission to be there. In the back of the pickup, the trooper observed a Sawzall drill and grinder with a cutoff wheel, along with pry bars and various other tools commonly used during a burglary. The crime victim indicated to authorities that there were pry marks on one of his sheds. Based on the suspect and vehicle description given by the victim and the property that was laying outside the house next to Davis's vehicle, Davis was taken into custody. Four people were arrested recently in Creston. Authorities say 23-year-old Taryn Austin of Creston was arrested a little before 2 a.m. Friday for public intoxication. He was later released on $300 bond. 34-year-old John Foster of Creston was arrested around 2:10 a.m. Friday for domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense. He was later released on a $5,000 bond. At around 11:30 p.m. Saturday, Creston police arrested 58-year-old David Bruce of Creston for OWI first offense. He was released on a $1,000 bond. At around 9:15 a.m. Sunday, 39-year-old Sherry Waters of Creston was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Waters was cited and then released from the scene on a promise to appear. In other news, Iowans who are planning trips this week will find plenty of company on the road. The number of travelers over the 4th of July holiday weekend is expected to set a record not just for the holiday, but for all holidays. Rose White, a spokeswoman for AAA of Iowa, estimates a record 49 million Americans will be taking trips of 50 miles or more from home during the long weekend.
This is the highest level since AAA began tracking holiday travel 19 years ago. Now, we predict drivers will experience the greatest amount of congestion in the major metro areas deliveries on Wednesday, July 3rd, as the commuters mix with the holiday travelers.
Travel volume for the holiday is expected to rise more than 4%, with nearly 2 million more vacationers than a year ago. A record high 41 million people will be traveling by car, which means a higher demand for gasoline.
For Iowa, prices are much lower than the national average, currently sitting at $2.53 a gallon, which is 16 cents lower than a year ago.
Factors driving the boost in travel numbers include favorable gas prices, low unemployment, robust consumer spending, and rising disposable incomes. A large refinery in Pennsylvania is shutting down following recent explosions and fires. And White was asked what effect it might have on gas prices in Iowa.
It may or may not at this point. We do not know. We know it certainly will impact the region along the East coastline, but as they do need additional supplies from other sources, if they do have to tap into some of those in the Midwest, it could certainly tighten our supplies as well.
The national average price for gas is $2.69 a gallon, down 15 cents from a year ago. In Iowa, the cheapest gas is selling at Sioux City at $2.38 a gallon. Well, Dubuque has the most expensive at $2.67. Authorities in Iowa say many agencies will be participating in the National Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign from July the 3rd through the 7th in an effort to combat drunken driving. Officers will be exhibiting zero tolerance for impaired drivers. Nationally, during the 2017 4th of July holiday period, the most recent statistics for which are available, 601 people died in motor vehicle crashes, or an average of 134 per day. During that same time, there were four fatalities on Iowa roads. Besides the possibility of serious injury and death to the impaired driver, he or she is endangering the lives of anyone or else in their vehicle or anyone that they may encounter on the road. There is also a financial aspect of driving impaired. An OWI arrest can cost up to $10,000. You can lose your license, your car, and your job. You can serve jail time as well. So before you set out to celebrate this holiday weekend, make a plan, have a designated driver, call a taxi, or some other rideshare service. Area law enforcement agencies remind you that it is never okay to drink and drive. Well, Audubon County Attorney Sarah Jennings on Saturday posted an update on her social media page with regard to the 13 dogs that were rescued this past week from property in Exira. The dogs were found Tuesday at a muddy chain-link dog run covered in a tarp that was sagging with water collected from rain. Jennings said in her post that she and the Sheriff's Department, Exira City Clerk, Exira City Attorney, and the Animal Rescue League of Iowa have all been working together to determine their next move regarding the 13 dogs previously rescued, as well as how to handle the animals that remained on the property. She said as far as the two dogs that remain, a sheriff's deputy and a member of the ARRL went out to do a welfare check on Friday. Both dogs were found to be well-fed and properly hydrated, and they will have appropriate shelter. The ARRL, she says, assured us that there was not a need at that time to seize either dog. And with regard to the Exira 13, Jennings said that on Friday she had a conference call with Scott Wilson from the ARL, the intervention coordinator who actually handled the removal of the 13 dogs, and Dr. Cates, the ARL's veterinarian who has been personally treating the dogs. Jennings said the dogs are now at the ARL's main shelter in Des Moines, receiving much-needed medical attention. She said she told him she wished to prosecute if possible, but expressed concerns about the limits of Iowa's animal neglect laws. Dr. Cates, she says, is familiar with the forensic aspects of veterinary medicine and is thus also too familiar with the constraints of Iowa's laws. She said that they had discussion about the medical evaluation of the dogs, and according to Jennings, Dr. Cates could not testify that they had been deprived of food or water, and they were also found with adequate shelter. Those are the only three offenses in Iowa's neglect statute for which she can charge. Ultimately, Jennings, Wilson, and Dr. Cates concluded that Jennings does not have a case for animal neglect under Iowa's laws, and she said a criminal complaint anyway, and she said given the condition of the Exira 13 and other animals neglected around the state, there needs to be a change to Iowa's antediluvian animal neglect and abuse laws. She said this case is heartbreaking, but it should also infuriate us. When the legislature is back in session, Jennings says, let's have the Exira 13 and the people of Audubon County be the tipping point that finally pushes the Senate to make this long overdue change. Please don't forget this case, she said, when the time comes to take action. Jennings says also, for now, the ARL needs our donations, and she encouraged donations to the organization. A link to which you can find on Facebook at Animal Rescue League of Iowa or on the Audubon County Attorney's Facebook page, Audubon County Attorney. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.